宝山区2022学年第一学期高三质量检测听力部分现在开始。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. We hope you enjoy your stay here. Here is your room key.
Oh, thanks.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? Two. Can you believe that Dr. Foster actually gives us an extra week to hand in the papers?
That's time I can certainly use. Believe me, I'm not even halfway through.
Question. What is the most probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. How would you describe Professor Johnson's lectures?
Well, I could never stay awake in one of his classes without first drinking at least 2 cups of coffee.
Question. What does the man think of Professor Johnson's lectures?
4. I'm thinking about wearing a suit to the party tonight. What do you think?
Well, I haven't heard anything about dressing up. I bet a sweater would be fine.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
5. Congratulations! I heard about your new job.
Thanks! Nearly perfect for me. It's really interesting and the hours are ideal. If only the pay were half as good as everything else.
Question. What does the man mean about his new job?
6. I'm exhausted. I stayed up the whole night studying for my history midterm exam.
Why do you always wait till the last minute?
Question. What does the woman mean about the man?
7. One of our club members is quitting. Do you know if anyone who'll be interested in taking her place?
I'm not sure, but I'll certainly keep an eye out for you.
Question. What will the man most probably do?
8. When are you going to have your eyes checked?
I had to cancel my appointment. I couldn't fit it in.
Question. What does the woman mean?
9. My new neighbor next door is really great. She's got a fantastic collection of classical music. I mean, dozens of composers I've never even heard of.
Just be careful, Annie. A hobby like that can be infectious and expensive.
Question. What does the man imply? 10. So, are you going to see the film tonight?
I doubt it. I'm still getting over the flu.
Question. What can we learn about the man? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two passages and one longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passages and conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Like many American high school students, Josh Leung used to eat breakfast while it was still dark outside. But that changed when his high school, McLean, in the American state of Virginia, changed to a later start time 2 years ago. The issue of school start times has become increasingly important in recent years. A growing number of sleep research studies have pointed to high schoolers' need for more sleep. The American Psychological Association, or APA, says that more than half of teens between ages 15 and 17 sleep for 7 or fewer hours per night. Teens like to stay up at night. They tend to go to bed late and wake up late in the morning. These habits are a result of biology, according to the APA. The American Medical Association, or AMA, has also advocated for later start times. At last year's annual AMA meeting, board member William E. Cobbler said, "Sleep deprivation is a growing public health issue affecting our nation's adolescents, putting them at risk for mental, physical, and emotional distress and disorders."
Now listen again, please. Like many American high school students, Josh Leung used to eat breakfast while it was still dark outside. But that changed when his high school, McLean, in the American state of Virginia, changed to a later start time 2 years ago. The issue of school start times has become increasingly important in recent years. A growing number of sleep research studies have pointed to high schoolers' need for more sleep. The American Psychological Association, or APA, says that more than half of teens between ages 15 and 17 sleep for 7 or fewer hours per night. Teens like to stay up at night. They tend to go to bed late and wake up late in the morning. These habits are a result of biology, according to the APA. The American Medical Association, or AMA, has also advocated for later start times. At last year's annual AMA meeting, board member William E. Cobbler said, "Sleep deprivation is a growing public health issue affecting our nation's adolescents, putting them at risk for mental, physical, and emotional distress and disorders."
Questions 11. What has caused the issue of school start times?
What health risk may not be caused by lack of sleep?
13. What is the passage mainly about?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
One of the cozy traditions associated with college life is receiving an annual yearbook. Just about every student's picture appears in the heavy, richly bound souvenir annual book, often in stiff, formal poses. Like campus student newspapers, yearbooks also sum up the activities of the athletic teams, student government organizations, even the math and chess clubs. And even though it's usually unpaid student labor that produces them, they are expensive to print, which is why more and more schools have simply stopped producing them. The Washington Post reported, for instance, that the University of Virginia's yearbook, called Corks and Curls, has ceased publishing 1 year before its 120th anniversary. Last year, the Washington Post reported Towson University near Baltimore, Maryland, with a student body of 20,000, sold just 24 yearbooks. That's about one for every 880 students and faculty members. Hardly enough interest to justify all the work and all the money that go into putting a yearbook together. If you were wondering where the University of Virginia's unusual yearbook name Corks and Curls came from, it's not what you'd think. Back in 1888, when the first edition was published, students who did not know an answer when called upon in class were called corks, as in corks that plug an open bottle. Curls, or those who knew the answer when called on, got their name from an obscure Sanskrit saying about curling one's tail in delight.
Now listen again, please. One of the cozy traditions associated with college life is receiving an annual yearbook. Just about every student's picture appears in the heavy, richly bound souvenir annual book, often in stiff, formal poses. Like campus student newspapers, yearbooks also sum up the activities of the athletic teams, student government organizations, even the math and chess clubs. And even though it's usually unpaid student labor that produces them, they are expensive to print, which is why more and more schools have simply stopped producing them. The Washington Post reported, for instance, that the University of Virginia's yearbook, called Corks and Curls, has ceased publishing 1 year before its 120th anniversary. Last year, the Washington Post reported, Towson University near Baltimore, Maryland, with a student body of 20,000, sold just 24 yearbooks. That's about one for every 880 students and faculty members, hardly enough interest to justify all the work and all the money that going to putting a yearbook together. If you were wondering where the University of Virginia's unusual yearbook name, Corks and Curls, came from, it's not what you'd think. Back in 1888, when the first edition was published, students who did not know an answer when called upon in class were called corks, as in corks that plug an open bottle. Curls, or those who knew the answer when called on, got their name from an obscure Sanskrit saying about curling one's tail in delight.
Questions. 14. What might be included in a university yearbook?
Why have more and more universities stopped producing yearbooks?
16. Which of the following is true about corks and curls? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
John, I'm so excited. I finally booked my flight to Germany and get to spend 10 days there by myself.
You're traveling alone, Abby?
Yes, I want to travel solo this time. I've been so busy, and I'm surrounded by people all the time. I need a break from everything and everyone.
What do you mean?
I love my friends, but I need some alone time, and there's no time like the present. Next year, we'll all be busy getting everything done before graduation.
Do you speak German? You could end up feeling isolated if you don't speak the language.
I've studied German for 3 years, and I want to use it now. I want to interact with locals. I've heard people talk to you more when you are by yourself.
But traveling alone could be dangerous.
I know to keep an eye on my surroundings. I plan to be very careful.
Just make sure you are very careful. And reach out to people if you need help.
I will. And on this trip, I really want to see and do what I want. When you travel with someone else, you always have to compromise.
That is true, but it's not necessarily bad.
And you'd be together all the time. It would be easy to get on one another's nerves, and I need a break.
But on the flip side, you wouldn't be totally alone. Instead, you'd have someone to share your experiences with. Someone who would be able to relate to what it's like to have an amazing time abroad.
Maybe.
I've also heard that people develop strong bonds after traveling together. You know, lifetime friendships.
Or we could end up feeling frustrated with each other. The whole trip could end up being a bad experience for both of us. I mean, what if we want to do totally different things?
You could have days where you each go off on your own and do what you want.
But I also want to meet new people, both local people and other travelers.
Well, it might be too late, but think about what I said.
Now listen again, please. John, I'm so excited. I finally booked my flight to Germany and get to spend 10 days there by myself.
You're traveling alone, Abby?
Yes, I want to travel solo this time. I've been so busy, and I'm surrounded by people all the time. I need a break from everything and everyone.
What do you mean?
I love my friends, but I need some alone time, and there's no time like the present. Next year, we'll all be busy getting everything done before graduation.
Do you speak German? You could end up feeling isolated if you don't speak the language.
I've studied German for 3 years, and I want to use it now. I want to interact with locals. I've heard people talk to you more when you are by yourself.
But traveling alone could be dangerous.
I know to keep an eye on my surroundings. I plan to be very careful.
Just make sure you are very careful. And reach out to people if you need help.
I will. And on this trip, I really want to see and do what I want. When you travel with someone else, you always have to compromise.
That is true, but it's not necessarily bad.
And you'd be together all the time. It would be easy to get on one another's nerves, and I need a break.
But on the flip side, you wouldn't be totally alone. Instead, you'd have someone to share your experiences with. Someone who would be able to relate to what it's like to have an amazing time abroad.
Maybe.
I've also heard that people develop strong bonds after traveling together. You know, lifetime friendships.
Or we could end up feeling frustrated with each other. The whole trip could end up being a bad experience for both of us. I mean, what if we want to do totally different things?
You could have days where you each go off on your own and do what you want.
But I also want to meet new people, both local people and other travelers.
Well, it might be too late, but think about what I said.
Questions. 17. Why does Abby want to travel alone?
What does John worry about, given Abby's intention to travel alone?
19. According to the conversation, which grade may Abby be in at present?
20. What does Abby most probably do after the conversation? 21. That's the end of the listening.